Hello, listeners, and welcome to Season 3 of the Inside HSC Podcast. I'm Brandon Sermon.
And I am Zach Dawkins.
And we are joined here by a special guest today on this episode. Zach, you want to talk a little bit about who we have here or throw it to her?
Yeah, I will go ahead and throw it to her. So we're going to go ahead and welcome Brandy Wiley.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for being here. Perfect. Brandy, you want to give us a little introduction about where you work at, how long you've been with the institution, kind of a little background about what you do here?
Sure. So I actually just had my 10-year anniversary in December.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I actually, when I was hired, I was in testing and evaluation services. But currently, I am the director of the Office of Disability Access. And I have been in that role, started out as an assistant director, and then and that was when the office was housed in CAP. And then the office was created, and I was placed as the director.
Perfect. Well, congratulations on working your way up.
Thank you.
It's a little bit of movement there.
A little bit of movement. But I'll tell you, from the day I entered this campus, this is the role I wanted to be in. And so I'm really, really happy to be serving in this role.
That is awesome.
Congratulations for getting there.
Thank you.
Well, we are certainly glad to have you here with us today. And, you know, for those that are listening, we are, you know, intentional. We're not just making this up as we go, in case you didn't know. But we wanted to make sure that we had Brandy with us for this particular episode. Because we want to talk a little bit about the services and things that are offered through our Office of Disability Access here at HSC. And so if you would, you've kind of teased a little bit, but if you could briefly explain your role, the responsibilities of your office, and how it supports students with disabilities here at HSC.
Absolutely. So our office, I'm so proud of the work that we do. I've got an amazing team. And what we do is we work with our students who self-disclose disabilities to remove barriers to help them be successful. We utilize an interactive process with the student, with their programs, sometimes with stakeholders across campus, to find accommodations that will help them meet the technical standards and learning objectives of their programs. It's just a tremendous honor to be able to do that work.
It is. It sounds like it.
Yeah, it's a very big role on campus, and it sounds like you're out helping a lot of students. That's always great.
Thank you, yes.
So kind of talking more about the students, what are some of the common challenges that students with disabilities face in higher education, and how do you and your office kind of address those challenges?
That I could probably spend a day on, and I know we don't have a day. you know, the number of disabilities is, I mean, I won't say endless, but tremendous. It's a very large number. And so every single student is going to come with their own experiences and challenges. On our campus, the two disabilities that are the most prevalent are ADHD and generalized anxiety disorder. But we have all sorts of disabilities that are represented. We have different mental health challenges, different physical challenges, chronic diseases, migraines, seizures, you know, the list goes on and on. And one student with ADHD can have a very different experience than another student with ADHD. So what we do is we take a very individualized approach with each of our students to talk about how does this disability impact you in the academic settings. How does it impact your major life activities? What mitigates it? Do you take medication? Or, you know, we go through all of this. What barriers then are caused? And then what accommodations do you think would benefit you to remove or lessen that challenge so that you can be successful in the academic setting? So that's one thing, is we look at kind of what this disability does. But there's another really big challenge that our students face. They fear stigma. They are afraid to disclose their disability to their peers, to their faculty. They are afraid that if they have accommodations, what will that do as they transition out of our university? And so one thing that I really, really work hard on is that identity piece. When I go to speak at our new student orientations, for example, one of the very first slides I have, I talk about how disability is natural. It's part of the human experience. I think it brings value when we talk about diversity, that we want all voices, all experiences, everybody present at this campus. And we want everyone to feel valued, accepted, and we don't want people walking around trying to hide something that is so essential to their identity. What a tremendous impact that can have on someone's mental health if they are trying to hide something that is so personal. So one thing I really, really work on as I'm building relationships with students is how do we overcome that fear? How do we walk alongside them as they're kind of navigating that? A lot of students aren't even diagnosed with a disability until they are here. So they are also trying to make sense of that, come to accept this piece of them. It's really often a really great experience for them because maybe they've been experiencing these challenges their entire lives but didn't know why. And all of a sudden, things make sense. But then again, now all of a sudden, they've got that fear. And so that's a huge, huge piece beyond the maybe they can't focus because of their ADHD. It's, oh my gosh, what is my classmate going to think if they know that I have accommodations? So we do keep things very, very confidential to the fullest extent possible. We talk about how we're not stamping on a transcript that a student received accommodations, all of that. So we do maintain that confidentiality and build those trusting relationships with our students. But at the same time, I'm really trying to work with students to own that piece of them and not be ashamed and to say, hey, this is important to just society, that everyone is welcomed, accepted, and we find ways to include everybody.
And you know what? You said something right there that I really enjoyed, and that was that everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. We need everybody. Everybody is an essential piece, an essential part to this puzzle that makes up the world, or that is the world. So everyone has a part to play. But I also, for our listeners, also want to mention something because I mentioned earlier that we were being intentional about having Brandy here. And it's so hard. It's so easy for me to always mess up saying her name because I'm Brandon and she's Brandy. but July, for those that didn't know, is Disability Pride Awareness Month. And so, you know, a lot of times those individuals that have physical disabilities, we're able to visually see that. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times as a society, we don't think about individuals that have those abilities or those disabilities that we cannot visually see. So those learning disabilities, for example, that don't have any sort of physical indications, you know, mm-hmm. we don't think about that. And so to all those listeners, those students that are considering HSC, those prospective students that might have a disability, a learning disability, whatever your concerns may be, your fears, listen, you are welcome. We have an amazing team, as you can already tell from the conversation so far. And they, as you heard Brandy say, they don't go around publicizing anything. Everything is kept in the strictest of confidence. So we do want to make sure that you do feel Like, you can trust our team. And you also heard her talk about accommodations. So that is a great opportunity for me to kind of kill two birds with one question. So if you could, Brandy, could you share any, success stories or examples of positive outcomes resulting from services or accommodations provided by your office?
There are so many. I will say that what gives me the greatest joy is, so we meet with our students very frequently. We meet with our students every semester, and then we will often check in with them throughout the semester. Also, our students that have accommodated exams, they test in our office. And so we often have just informal. Mm-hmm. Informal conversations with our students. They'll pop in and say, can I sit down and chat with you? I want to update you on this or whatever the case may be. And I love that our students want to just come in. They feel like our offices are a safe space. But what I often hear from our students, especially those with anxiety, is how being in our environment greatly reduces that anxiety and allows them to focus and to perform and give a true measure of their knowledge of the material. When they talk about, for the first time, not sweating during an exam, or actually being able to read the question and focus on the question, but when they've been in a lecture hall with over 200 students, they cannot. And so that is like we hear it all the time, and I love that. But we've had a lot of students who have had more unique needs. Maybe they've needed captioning or they've needed special equipment to be successful. Being able to work with our programs to find solutions, I think, is another wonderful thing about our office. So, for example, several years ago, we had a student who had some pretty significant physical needs. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a PA. So if a student comes in and they're going to have some kind of lab activities, which most of our students will, I'm not an expert in what is going to be required in that lab, what kind of equipment even exists for some of these specialized things. So being able to work with faculty, program leadership, et cetera, to say, and again, even in those conversations, we keep the student's information confidential. We don't disclose diagnoses to the faculty. For example, we'll say, hey, this student is coming. They've got this limitation, this need. Oh, sorry, I touched the table. And we say, what's going to be required of the student in this course? And can we come together to find an accommodation that will work? So, for example, in pharmacy, we've had them, like, maybe they couldn't hold a syringe or a pill bottle. Well, there are stands that will hold them. So working to find solutions like that that you may not think of, or even thinking outside of the box, like if a student has manual dexterity issues and we're worried about pills rolling all over the place, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, how are we going to address that, right? Oh, well, the faculty said, well, we just put a non-slip mat down. Oh, yeah, let's do that, you know. And so working together with them collaboratively, I think, is another success that we can say that this campus has. We have faculty who believe in these students just as much as my office does and who want to find solutions to make them as successful as the students right next to them with no disabilities. And we've got just countless examples of that. I am so incredibly proud to work on this campus, not just for my division or my office, but for the faculty across this campus as well, who are like, yes, we can find a solution to this, and then work to do that. It's just a great place to be.
Wow.
It's, you can tell how much you care about your students just when you talk about it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's great to see. So yeah, for listeners out there, it's just great because when you come here, you do have not only faculty and staff who are willing to help you out, but you have these offices who are really made to design to help you out. So if you are thinking about coming here, there are a ton of resources for all students, but just great to see.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it is a great place.
And then, so you have had a ton of success in the past, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. So looking ahead, what are some of your kind of goals and aspirations for your office in terms of providing support and kind of fostering that inclusivity for students with disabilities?
I have so many dreams for our office. We are a mighty team of three, and our caseload is growing tremendously, exponentially. We are having more and more students every single year applying for accommodations. And I think that's a beautiful thing because it shows that these, number one, these students are applying into our programs, and most of our programs are graduate professional programs. They are applying, they are being accepted, and they are seeking that assistance and getting over that fear of reaching out for help. That's one of the barriers that our students often have, is they are afraid to even have the conversation. More and more students are doing that, and they are saying, yes, please help me through this. So I want to see the number of students with disabilities on this campus continue to grow. And so I'm really, really pleased, for example, with conversations I've had with admissions and recruitment, with our programs on this campus. I want to see more and more of those students here because, as we said, it's part of diversity. It's part of the human experience. It is important for when a person with a patient, let's say, with a disability goes into any clinical setting, if they are seeing people who also have disabilities, what a wonderful thing that is, right? It is inspiring. It is comforting. All these things. So I would like to see that number continue to grow, but I also want to support the students we have here in new ways. We've done focus groups with our students, and they have said they would love to have groups, for example, or even some mentorship opportunities on campus, within the community, et cetera. I would love to be able to foster those relationships for them and help build those support systems for them further. So I think that we've got just a lot of work that we can do there. I also really want to continue to work with faculty. When we have new faculty, really kind of doing some training, building those relationships with them, because our campus is so unique in everything we do. Our testing services are very different than what you see on other campuses. Our accommodation processes are different from other campuses. And so sometimes new faculty come in and they're like, what? So really, really continuing to develop those relationships and knowledge for our faculty. I've developed a large faculty training program in Canvas. I worked with DAI, the Division of Academic Innovation, to develop a very robust training program. So I really want to work with faculty on that. And I mean, just wonderful things I think are on the horizon. But nothing is more important to me today or tomorrow or next week or next year than building relationships with our students. And that will always be our priority. There's nothing that any of our staff feels differently. We want them to feel like our office is a safe space to be and that they feel supported and that we can help them achieve their dreams.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's important that we really communicate to you all that we really are a campus that does believe in collaboration. We all love to collaborate and work together in order to make sure that each one of our students is as successful as possible. Because you are, first of all, you're a reflection of us, right? You're a reflection of our institution, because we are definitely trying to make sure that we are producing the future researchers, providers of tomorrow that will go out and impact the world. You know, we want you to go out and transform lives. And, you know, if you've already done your research, you know, if I had a buzzer, I would say message right there, because you'll find out as you continue to do more research on HSC why we are so serious about transforming lives, and what the significance of those words means to us, right? But you, our future students, are those transformers. You will go out. Your lives will be transformed here so that you can go out and impact and transform the lives of others. So we want to make sure that each and every student that comes here feels supported and is successful and realizes that there are no limitations. So those students with disabilities, I imagine sometimes you might feel like you have limitations, but let me tell you something, the sky is the limit. Mm-hmm. That is the limit. And the way things are heading, I don't even know if the sky is going to limit humankind much longer, right? But nevertheless, I could be on that soapbox all day. We definitely want to thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
It was wonderful to have you here. Zach, if our listeners want to learn more about our programs, where can they go?
We have a wide variety of places you can look at. I would say the first place to go is that unthsc.edu. It's going to have information about all of our programs, all of our different offices, tons of great things like that. We also have the admissions Instagram and Twitter, all of our podcasts. And then, Brandy, is there any specific ways to learn more about the ODA?
Absolutely. So we have a website, unthsc.edu/ODA, or you can just search for ODA or the Office of Disability Access from the main website. You can also, if you have any questions, you can email us at oda@unthsc.edu. We're always happy to jump on a call or have a meeting or answer an email. We want everyone to feel like they have all the answers and are equipped with that knowledge. So absolutely reach out.
Awesome. Well, until next time, I'm Brandon Sermon.
And I'm Zach Dawkins.
And we'll see you next time on Inside HSC.
Thank you all for listening.